In large part, it's been built on the backs of farmers and landowners for decades. Back to the time of rural electrification, when our predecessor members said, you know what, it's important that we have these lines so we can get electricity to the farm gate. But you fast forward to where we're at today, think about a potential sevenfold increase in transmission. It is mind-boggling, and it puts farmers and landowners right in the crosshairs for more energy projects. And I think within Farm Bureau, what we are trying to do is thread the policy conversation needle by saying we can have energy security in this country, and we can also respect private property rights. And farmers and landowners, by the nature of being needed for housing infrastructure, should be respected and their voices elevated in these conversations. And that's what I know is happening in Iowa, and it's happening in Missouri.